Welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Lakeisha. I'm Lakeisha M. Johnson, aka LMJ. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Do me a favor. Go ahead and share the video, and we're going to get started. Hold on for just a second. Do-do-do-do-do. We'll be right in this. Be right back. I guess I could have played some music. Do me a favor, start sharing the video. Woo! Come on, y'all. It went a little strange this morning, but it's all good. How y'all doing this morning? Oh my gosh. Come on, y'all. Oh, let me go share this video. Woo! Thank you, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. How y'all doing? Thank you, thank you, thank you for your goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, come on, y'all. Start sharing. Put it in somebody's timeline. Don't be afraid of what others will think. And don't be sitting over there talking about, well, the Lord didn't tell me to share. If you hear, you're supposed to share. If you hear, you're supposed to share. If you hear, go on and share it. The Lord didn't tell me to share it. Share the video. If you eating from it, the only thing that'll keep you from sharing is you being ashamed. So make sure the enemy isn't playing mind games on you about being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can't have a hidden Christianity. Can't have a hidden religion. Can't have a hidden process. When we hide in the things of God, it's really the enemy walking behind the scenes. And when you share, you're not making me famous. You're making Jesus famous. You ain't sharing. You're making Jesus famous. So don't let the enemy trick you out of your participation in the gospel. We'll share everything else. We'll share. So just share. I ain't trying to beat you up. I'm just trying to give you the same conviction that God gave me. So he told me, he dealt with me about that. I was afraid to share some spaces that I was in. And the Lord just began to deal with me and was like, Lakeisha, that is not how this works. So I had to start letting go of shame and what people thinking about, what people thought, and thinking about my career. Because at that time I was doing some other stuff. Thinking about my career and start thinking about what was going to give God the glory. And God was looking to get glory out of my life in so many ways. So I put my career down. I put what I thought down. I put my feelings and things to the side. And then I just started saying, you know what? If maybe I can't, because at that time, I don't know if I was teaching. Yeah, come on, Julia said it, being a billboard for the kingdom. Angela said it best, we should be like that time, putting what I thought or felt good down. Like, let me put what I think feels good down and let me be, let me pick up what God is asking me to do. So share the video, put it in your story. Invite 10 every day. Invite 10 people in. Be like, you know what? I want 10 people coming in to worship with me. And stop being afraid if you're going to offend somebody. If somebody is offended by the gospel of Jesus Christ, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. It has everything to do with them. So don't be ashamed of the places. And then you got to ask yourself, if I'm hanging out in a particular place, because that's what it is when we on the devotional. If I'm hanging out in a particular place, hey, Aries, if I'm hanging out in a particular place and I can't share what I've been, then what's going on inside of me? I'm probably more afraid of what people think than I am solid in who I am. Just a thought process. Hold on, y'all. Let me get my coffee. I'll be right back. Y'all, I'm really acting like I'm at home right now. Y'all back? Y'all back? Y'all, I am at home. Y'all, my coffee maker wasn't working right this morning. What's the whole point of coffee and conversations with Keisha if you ain't got no coffee? Y'all ready? My little glimpse, I was gone for a few seconds. A few seconds seemed like a lot of seconds. Come on, right? Oh, my God. Father God, thank you. I cannot wait to share this. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. I thank you, Lord God. Nay, don't start this morning. I drink tea, but I'm going to have this coffee. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, that's good, Julia. Julia said, God has called us to leave the 99 for that one. Who is your one? Woo! The share is your one. Who is your one? That's good. Who is your one you're going to go get this year? Woo! Come on. Who is your one you're going to go get this year? Who is your one you're going to share with? Who is your one you're not going to be afraid of to tell the truth to, or to just live in your truth around them? Sometimes just living in your truth around a person is more or a greater testimony than anything. Come on, y'all. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We are locked and loaded this morning on your word. We thank you for transforming us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for your peace that surrounds us. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your knowledge. We thank you for your understanding. And we thank you for your faithfulness. Woo! Lord God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Father God, for a power that resides on heaven and earth. We thank you for a fresh anointing. We thank you for a fresh wind blowing. We thank you, Father God, for breakthroughs. We thank you for changes. We thank you, Father God, for just how kind you are to us, how good you are to us. We thank you. You are the beginning and the end. You are the head and you are not the tail. You are above. We are above. You have made us above and not beneath, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We will not lean into our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you and you direct our paths. We thank you, Father God. You are healer. Woo! You heal not. You don't heal us just physically. You heal us emotionally. You heal us mentally. Oh, you heal us spiritually, Lord God. We thank you for spiritual growth in our lives. We thank you for eyes to see and ears to hear. We thank you, Father God, for breakthroughs, for overcoming. We thank you for shifts. We thank you for suddenlies. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, we are humbling ourselves under your mighty hand. We thank you, Father God, you are shifting us. You are shaping us. Lord God, and we thank you, Father God, that we are anchored in your truth, and we declare today, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No demon, no devil in hell shall come near our dwelling. We thank you, Lord God, we are blessed going in, blessed coming out. The blessing of God, the spirit of God, the peace of God, the joy of God, the love of God flows in us and all around us. Lord God, we just thank you, Father God, today that we walk deeper in revelation with you. We thank you, Lord God, that the words of my mouth is theologically sound, but revelatory to the circumstances and the situations we are facing today. We thank you, Father God, our joy is being renewed. Oh my God, you are restoring us. You are completing us. We thank you, Father God. We will be your finished product. We are in the potter's hands. Ooh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for not taking your hand off of us. Can you put your hands that in your comment today, Lord? I thank you for not taking your hand off me. Ooh, come on, y'all. Lord God, I thank you for not taking your hand off Lakeisha. Lord, we thank you for keeping your hand. We thank you for insurmountable peace. We thank you for joy. Ooh, thank you for your love. Thank you for how you pour out love on us. Thank you for daily bread. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and instructions. Thank you, Father God, when we stand in need of answers, that you give us your wisdom daily, Lord God. Thank you for wisdom being poured out on us today. Thank you for knowledge. Bless the work of our hands, Lord God. Guide our footsteps today, Lord God. Orchestrate every move. Holy Spirit, go and be advocate. Woo! Advocate for us in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, I thank you for keeping your hands on me. Oh, that's big. I thank you. Can I tell y'all something? I want to give you this just real quick, and then we'll get into the devotional. Like, yeah, I'm charmed for real, like that you never took your hands off me. I'm so grateful that he never, when I did dumb stuff, God was still there. When I did stuff that didn't line up with him and I was in my own will and in my own way, God was like, come here, little girl, I still got my hands on you. If we back that up in scripture, he said he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And I'm so grateful that he never leaves us and he never forsakes us. Yeah, Deshauna, he never took his hands off Javen, Jaleel, Jermaine, Josiah, Judah, Lyric, Logan, Shiloh, Zayden, and Casey. That God has his angels encamped around us. When I don't care what's like not going on. Like when I start thinking about the goodness of God, it'll shift my perspective. I really, really, truly believe in counting it all joy. So I want to give you some. We still in Joshua. And this is deep. And I got some pieces to add to it, but I got to go back to something the Lord showed me last night. You can get so much out of scripture if you will sit still and let the Holy Spirit minister to you. The boys and I do devotional, not every night, most nights. Most nights we spend time as a family, spiritually together. We spend time as a family. Making sure we read the word, we pray before we go to bed at night, we pray in the morning together. Sometimes it's 100% effectiveness that week. Sometimes our schedule are too crazy. But one of the things that we've just committed is that our spiritual life will be intertwined. And I know that's what keeps us close. So last night I was back in the book of Joshua and I was just talking to them about the devotional because they haven't been up on the devotional. And I was talking to them about the devotional and I was paralleling it to their own lives. They are both in two very unique seasons in their lives when we know for a fact that the hand of God has been evident. The hand of God is proofing. The hand of God is pulling. The hand of God is stretching. And so I was reading to them and I said something to them tonight. And I said, I need to make sure I share this on the devotional because I think this is going to help you possess the land. Woo! I think this is going to help you understand more about what's inside of you. I think it's going to help you stand strong, be bold, be courageous, take risks, be anchored in the truth and not anchored in anything else. I need you to put this in your notes this morning, put it in your comments. I cannot afford to be anchored. When I say anchored, I mean I'm weighted down. Ooh, come on, y'all. when I say I'm anchored, I'm weighted down. When I'm anchored in something, I'm weighted in that thing, right? And so you can't afford to be anchored in anything else. When we start looking at being anchored, right? It attaches us. It attaches us to hold the vessel in place. So the word of God attaches you and holds you in place. Ooh, come on. Like the word of God, you cannot afford to be anchored to anything else. No, you need to be anchored down. But the only thing that you can afford to be anchored to is by the word of God. Like you can't be afford to be anchored or weighted down by anything else other than the word of God. So if you look at a ship, right? The purpose of the anchor is to hold the ship in place. Woo, come on. There's a pointed projection that the skilled, captain drops the anchor. He knows where to drop the anchor, right? And so we need to be anchored in this season by the word of God. So we've been meditating on how Joshua's life parallels to our lives. And we've talked about new season, and we've talked about God calling us, and we've talked about new territory, and we've spoke bold words of faith. And the Lord has reached so deep down in us over the last few weeks to remind us that he has called us to live, Irish, a courageous life. He has called us, Malisha, to live a courageous life. He has called us to live a life of sobriety. He called us to live a life of boldness. He has called us to live in a way, in a manner that glorifies him, right? That honors him. So he says, I've given you every place where the sole of your feet. This is, he's talking to Joshua. Moses is dead. And just because Moses died, Julia, doesn't mean the promise for Israel changes. Let me tell y'all something. Because I'm widowed, because my husband led our house. This is how the Lord had to wake me up one day. Just because Lakeisha, Jermaine died. And you can take this from a spiritual place. Just because the divorce happened, just because you lost someone, you need to see this thing. Just because Jermaine died does not mean the vision doesn't keep going. Just because Jermaine died doesn't mean I don't have purpose. And when Jermaine died, I wanted to die, right? Like, I'm just going to be honest. Or I thought life ended at him, or I thought I would never want to love. Ooh, and I'm, ooh, never mind. Oh, I never thought I would want to love again, or want to be in a place where I could pour my love into somebody else, right? Like, just, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought everything ended. And often when a leader or someone in position or a person of authority or something greater that we connect to ends or dies, right? Then often we think that we think that this is the end of our story. We will start foretelling the story at the place of death. But here is God saying to them, look, this is after the death of Moses, the Lord, who was Lord's servant. He says, Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses's assistant. He says, Moses, my servant is dead. Now you and all the people prepare to cross over the Jordan to the land I'm giving the Israelites. I've given you every place where the sole of your feet treads. Just as I promised Moses, your territory will be from the wilderness. And he's telling them how big their territory is. He says, no one, you got to mark this. You got to highlight this. He says, no one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. He said, I'm going to be with you just as I was with Moses. I will not leave you or I'll not abandon you. And then he says, be strong and courageous, right? And I asked the boys last night, I said, in this one little verse, he says 1, 2, 3 times, he asks him and he commands him to be courageous. And I said to them last night, I said, God never, Patricia, trailer, God never calls for anything other than what's inside of you. Y'all, come on, y'all. God never calls Yara for anything other than what's inside of you. Come on, y'all. My God, come on now. God never calls. And I told him, I said, he would not have asked them. Come on now. God, my God wrote books on you. Come on. He would have not asked you to be anything that's not already inside of you. Ooh, come on now. He would have never said to you, I need you to show up. He says, whatever it is he's called you to be, whatever it is he's saying, whatever it is, God will never call for other what's inside of you. Ooh! See, that's why you can't be confused about who you are. That's why you can't be confused about your destiny. That's why the wisdom that you need comes from above. And so I'm sitting here, I'm like, my God, and I'm talking to them and I'm saying to them, and I said to them, I said, but sometimes we don't know, Sandra, you can do it. We don't know what's inside of us until we are placed in a particular position. I didn't know I was called to preach at this capacity. I didn't know that God would call me to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ almost 6 days a week, which is what the disciples did. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ almost 6 days a week, Katina, until I was positioned in it. You sometimes don't even know what's inside of you until you are in the right position for that which was placed in you to come up and to come out. Ooh, come on. So when God starts calling them to be courageous, when God starts telling Joshua, you have the capacity for this, come on, y'all. He was only calling forth the Shannon for what, come on, what he had already deposited inside of him. He wasn't asking him to make something up. He wasn't asking him to attack. Now, let me give you a little bit of my testimony so I'm going to help you. When I did not know who I was all over the place. If someone presented an idea or a position or a place to me or something else for me to do, I would bite on it because I was holding on, Valda, to their belief system. I was holding on to their truth. I was holding on to what God has spoken to them. And here's the thing that I know. What works for some of us don't necessarily work for all the rest of us. And so even when people started pulling and saying, oh, you know, you need this many streams of income, y'all. And God was like, no. This is what I have called you to do. This is what will produce in your life. You don't need to add anything else to your life. And every time I tried to add something else to my life and it didn't prosper, I used to think it was wasted time. But what I began to realize as I was getting older, that God would use that too. Because Romans 8 says to me, all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. And I loved him, but because of skewed perspective and lack of understanding of who I am and whose I was, I would be scrambled and all over the place grasping for things that were not even inside of me. I'm grasping, trying to hold, trying to possess. I am not a, when people be saying, oh, everyone can draw. Mm-mm, baby. Everybody can't draw. That's not what's inside of me. Well, everybody is called to minister. We all have ministry, but not every last one of us needs a platform or to be in the pulpit. Come on, just be real. So when he was calling for them to be courageous, what the Lord began to show me was, I only call for what I already formed inside of you. He's not getting ready to call you to do something that he didn't grace you for or give you the capacity to do it. And we will get stuck and we will spin wheels and we will try to produce and walk into things that don't necessarily belong to us, right? Or not. So let me give you some scripture. He told me Psalms 139:14. He says, I praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God already made you fearfully and wonderfully made. Your assignment is not anybody else's assignment. I don't care if he called others to do it. He did not call others to do what you're called to do. Woo! Come on now. He didn't call others, Deshae, to do it exactly like he called you to do it. The 15th verse, he says, my substance was not hid from me. When I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. What was inside of you was already being fashioned. So when he was saying, because God knows everything, he knew Moses was going to people please. That's what Moses did. I just told the boys the other day, I said, Moses was a people pleaser.
And because he was people pleasing, he couldn't fulfill his assignment. Moses did things outside of God's will because he was more concerned about what the people think and how the people responded and what the people would do. And he missed his crossover from dry, dead places into fruitful. He would get to see what was promised to him, but he would never live it out because Moses chose his own way. So here God is speaking to Joshua, saying to Joshua, talking to Joshua, look, I'm with you just like I am with Moses. I'm asking you to do the same thing that I asked Moses to do. Come on now. I'm asking you, and I need you, I'm going to repeat to you what I told Moses. I'm always with you. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. This already belongs to you. You may not see it. You may not understand it. You may not get it. Now, let me tell y'all something. That's why I say some things don't appear until you try or you put in place. I'm going to give you Joe's story. A little bit of Joe's story. Joe didn't start drawing until he was in the fifth or sixth grade. Joe didn't start drawing until his daddy died. And at the place that his daddy died, Joe would sit at the table and art would become therapy for Joe. And so Joe just began, and I noticed, I said, he can duplicate at six. He can almost duplicate anything. Like, this little boy can duplicate almost anything. So then I started giving him apps. I'm like, here, play with this app. And then we started buying him books. And then Joe went to school. We transitioned schools. That's why I know being in the right place is important to every decision we make. The Lord led us to go to Little Rock Christian. We get to Little Rock Christian. Joe is in a class in the seventh grade, and someone notices his art skills. And then they invite him when he gets to the eighth grade to take a high school class. They invite him to take a high school art class. When he gets in position in eighth grade to take the high school art class, his teachers notice that there is something very special about him. But had he not been in the right position, and I'm going to talk about the people that are assigned to you tomorrow. Had he not been in the right position, had he not been a place where someone could recognize the gift and the talent in him, we would not know, Irish, that that was inside of Josiah. We would not know that that is what God had, that was part of Josiah's. Now, I cannot draw for 2 cents. I cannot. I can, my stick figures look strange. We would have not known, Val, that was inside of Josiah. His part of his purpose did not produce until he was in pain. Part of his purpose did not show up until he was in a necessary situation. We would not know that Joe could do graphic designs until we were in a situation where a valuable person of our team was sick and Josiah would have to step in the position. Had she not got sick, we would not have even found out that what was inside of Josiah was inside of Josiah. It did not show up until it needed to show up and God called it forth. Woo! Come on. See, some of y'all been so worried about who you are and finding purpose and you left behind. What's inside of you, God will call for when it's necessary and when it's time. Woo! Come on. What's inside of you, God will call for when it's necessary and when it's time. Woo! Come on now. My God, come on, I hear you, Lord. So when it's necessary, some of y'all ain't a wife or a husband yet because it ain't time. He gonna call it forth when it's time. Some of us have moved into marriages and relationships and we only show social media the good side of our relationships, but we're not gonna tell you that we've been in an Ishmael type situation or a painful situation. We're not showing you all the pain behind the marriage. We only show you the good thing. Some of y'all have not moved in marriage yet because it's not time. There's a pain. There's a pushing. There's a pulling that comes with marriage. Come on, y'all. Some of the stuff that's supposed to be inside of you will not produce or show up until it's time. It's inside of you, but there is a particular place. And people talk about the oil and the crushing. There is a particular place when it needs to happen, it will happen. So skip over to the baby boy.
had no idea this boy could do track. He's never tried it. He's never tried it. We have had opportunities. He called me. He says, Ma, he says, can I do track? And typically I tell them I'm not going into another season of sports. But something in my spirit this time said, you know what? Yeah, Judah, go on ahead and sign up for track. So we get up and we sign up and we get in this track thing. And then I'm watching him do this almost effortlessly. Why? Because what's inside of him does not come out until it meets Esther opportunity. Woo! Y'all. So when God is calling us to be courageous, when God is calling us to take risks, and remember, I told you yesterday, the miracle doesn't happen until your feet are in the water. Woo! I told the boys, I said, what needs to be produced out of you is not going to happen by you just looking at it. It doesn't happen because you're looking at it. Oh, that's what God promised me. What needs to happen, Jordan, through you and with you will not happen until you are in the right position for it to happen. Often we want miracles to occur without action, when the money won't come in until the faith is risk, until the faith take risk. But sometimes we wait, we're looking for the money to come in. When we started this devotional, we did this thing, I think, for 3 years before we even thought to ask for an offering. We did this thing for 3 years before I didn't even want to ask people for an offering, right? I didn't even think to ask people for an offering. And the Lord started bringing me to scripture saying, I got to provide for you, because go into the word. This is what we do. We take care of those that preach the gospel. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I started getting confirmation. I was in the water before the provision came. I could not, and I was waist deep or knee deep or head deep. I could not wait on starting until the money came to me. I had to get in the position so that it will release the supernatural power and hand of God. Sometimes we're looking for what God needs to do for us on the outside of the shore without being in the water. So whatever is inside of you, come on, I'm going to wrap this up and pray for us. Come on. He said that I gave you the scripture. He fashioned you, right? How precious are thy thoughts towards me, right? So whatever is inside of you, God's not going to call for anything that's not inside of you. So if he's calling you to be courageous, if he's calling you into a particular position, if he's called you into medicine, if he's called you into teach, thank you for that, Teresa. If he's called you into whatever it is he's called you into, that's because that is inside of you. He calls you, when he blesses your womb to be fruitful, to produce babies, that is inside of you. When he presents the opportunity for you to be married, that wife is inside of you. And the strength and the courage. I never in my life, when I married my late husband, thought I had an ounce of caregiver in me, because I was so selfish and self-centered. Oh, I had it for children. I didn't know if I had it for adults. And so then compassion would overtake me. Oh, come on. And compassion would rise in me, and love would overwhelm me for me to be properly positioned to take care of this man until death do us part. Why? Because what was inside of me that needed to finish the assignment, God had already planted, and the Holy Spirit, come on now, would do the rest. I only had to show up and be willing, right? And be obedient. Come on now. And be obedient to what God was saying. What God is already inside you. Stop second guessing. Stop doubting. It's already inside of you. The things that you have felt pulled to do and called to do. I told the boys, I said, sometimes things are good. That's why you need to spend time in prayer. Sometimes things are good ideas. People will come to me all of that time and say, oh my gosh, you got so much influence.
you should sell this product. That's not what's inside of me. That's not oh, you will be so good at that. That's not what's inside of me. Because what's inside of me will produce. When Josiah decided to go into musical theater, he had never sung. He ain't never really talked. He had never sung. He had never talked, really. He had never been on stage. He had never taken an acting class. And then one day he shows up and he said, I'm going to try out for this musical. And can I be honest? I was not as supportive as I should have been, because I had never seen him do this before, and I didn't want him to be embarrassed, right? Well, he gets there, he shows up, he tries out, and he gets a leading role, and he's really, really good. Woo! Why? Because for this season, we don't know always, but for this season, come on now, that's what's inside of him. And DeShay said it best when she said, help not my belief, but my unbelief. Help my unbelief. So then it showed up on the outside of him. God is only calling for what's inside of you. You got to stop doubting whether or not that's, oh my God. No, you're overthinking it. It'll show up strong when you get in the place and you get in the position. Woo! It'll show up strong. The oil will be released. The gifts, the talents. And yep, you'll do some fine tuning, and yep, you might take some classes, and yep, but the first step to what has to be released out of you is that you believe. Oh, ain't that good? Like, ain't that good? The first step to it is you believing, you being strong and you courageous. And I told the boys, I said, I want to remind you this, and I'm going to tell you the same thing. I said, I want to remind y'all this. What you're doing is for the generations that's inside of you. I told them that last night. I said, what you're doing is for the generations that are inside of you. It's not for you. It's for the generations. So once you unlock and lock into your purpose, you open doors for the generations that are supposed to come behind you. What you do, so your generational, and I was, y'all know I talk about my son being in prison or whatever. I said, that's not his son's legacy. And God will redeem the time. See, sometimes we'll see something go wrong and we'll think that's the legacy. That's not his legacy. That's not what he's going to leave behind. Whatever mistakes you made, whatever places you've been in, that's not your legacy. That's not what you're going to leave behind. You're going to shift and you're going to shape into your purpose, into the fullness of God, just because you've been here eating what God has spiritually been providing for us. This that has been planted in you is getting ready to do a greater work in you. And then you're going to start coming forth into the fullness. See, you don't understand that the word acts as seed. And when you don't understand that the word acts as seed, you'll expect everything to blow up immediately. Well, it don't work that way. The word that's being implanted in you is as seed, and it takes root first before anything shows up on the surface. Y'all, I gotta go. I could teach this all day because I believe it. Because I believe in you, because I want to see you walk into the fullness of what God has called you to do. Yes, DeShannon, he will redeem the time. Listen, I'll be 50. I love telling people that too. I'll be 50 this year. Y'all don't know how I feel about turning 50. I'm celebrating every day too. Like, I'll be 50 in December. I'm excited to turn 50 because I know that this half of century, this first half of the century was like my groom and my growth. I know for a fact that this second half of the century of my life, because I'm gonna live to 120, this second half of the century, it's going to be amazing. Woo! Because I know what my first 50 looked like. I cannot wait to see what God does with the next 50, 20, the next 70, unless Jesus returns. Everything that I'm supposed to walk into is already inside of me. I just got to receive it by faith, and I just got to walk into the fullness of who God called me to be. It may be fearful. I may be afraid. I may be overwhelmed. I may be whatever, but there are some things that I'm going to do afraid. There are some things I'm going to walk bold and courageous. Why? Because God has already said this thing that he has called me. I'm going to say this and we gone. I was laying down and my pastor had spoke a word and I was laying in the spirit. And as I was laying there, the Lord said to me, he said, you will know exactly who you are. You know exactly what you were called to do. You know exactly what I've said to you. Now get up and do those things. And I was in a season, I told y'all where I almost quit. I was in a season of where I was ready to quit and go back to something that was. Like I was just gonna go back into academics and sit on that. Like I was like, I'm done with this. It's too much weight, it's too much pressure. I'm going back over to where I'm supposed to. I'm going back over to where I felt I was successful without the pressure. Woo, that's a word. I'm going back over to where I felt I was successful without the pressure. But I would have been cheating myself out of what God has said about me that was supposed to be the rest of my life. Where I was without the pressure was prepping me for where I am now. But it got comfortable. Woo! And since it was comfortable and it produced, as soon as I got uncomfortable, my mindset was to return to the old me. But that version of me wasn't required anymore in this season. That's a word. That version of me, Angela, wasn't required in this season. That version of me didn't exist, George, anymore. That version of me wasn't necessary anymore. That version of me wasn't required anymore. That version of me was a part of the all things working together vow for my good. That wasn't the necessary me for this season. But see, because God got to get the glory, right? If I go back to there, it's Lakeisha getting the glory. If I press forward into what God is saying and become courageous, then he can get the glory. Because what he wants me to do is work the impossible, Angela, through me. Because he don't want nobody else to say they did it, including me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I feel like all the alerts and sirens went off today. Father God, thank you for your word today. Thank you for impressing upon us that there is something inside of us that you are calling for. Like Joshua, like David, like Ruth, like Rahab, my God, like Deborah, Lord God, like the voices and the places and Moses and the people in the Bible, there is something inside of that you are called. I don't care if it's to be a stay-at-home mom. You put that inside of us. I don't care if it's the best secretary in the world. You put that inside of us and you are calling that thing forth. Help us to get outside our unbelief. Help us to be anchored in your truth. Help us to not squander the vision away. Help us to see as you see. Woo! In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I pray that this is sealed in the blood, that don't want nobody steal this. Y'all forgive me for having to break off for a second to give him a coffee. But we back in this thing. We are. I cannot wait to see what happens to your life after today. Lord, I thank you. I just believe that. I cannot wait to see how courageous you become after today. I cannot wait to see the power of God and the things that he pulls out of you just because you show up after today. I can't wait to see how you are seated in the places where you are called to make impact. Oh, an influence. I cannot wait, Katina, to see what I can't wait to see the marriages that are formed. I can't wait to see the businesses that will happen. I cannot wait to see the ministry and all the talents and gifts that will give God the glory. I cannot wait to see what you become after today. Hey, John Howard, I cannot wait to see. Oh my God, this is a timely word. So Lord, thank you, Father, for calling it out of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Two things. If the Lord places it on your heart to give, to partner with this ministry, go to the website.
I love that. Come on, go to the website, lmjministries.org, and you can give there. It tell you all the ways to give, tell you where the giving is going. We are transparent in that. And then the second thing is your first start starts with Jesus. I could not figure me out until I made a stand that I needed Jesus, until I understood, you know what? There is someone who loves me. And this is not about my works. This is not about my acts. This is about my faith in him. Faith in Jesus is what calls purpose out of you. Thank you, Natalie. Faith in Jesus is what calls purpose out of you. So if that's you, if you've never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I want you to make the statement of faith. And then send me an email, info@justbeinglmj.com. And we're going to send you, we got some resources and materials to send out today. And we're going to send you some this week resources and material out. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my heart to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, send us an email, info@justbeinglmj.com. And then the website is LMJ Ministries. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Someone else needs to experience the love of God through you. And the only way they'll do that is that you show up on the scene. I'll see y'all in the morning. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.